Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by the AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. During today's Tuscola County meeting, commissioners took time to honor a veteran employee who will be retiring on Friday. It's tomorrow. Commissioners presented Lieutenant Ted C. Hull, who is retiring from the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department after 33 years of service to the county. His commitment to public service began well before his appointment as a deputy. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, he participated in the Tuscola County Sheriff's Explorer program and served in dispatch and corrections, while also gaining patrol experience as a reserve police officer with the Vassar Police Department and as a part-time officer with the Village of Reese, noted the resolution. In 1993, Hull was appointed as a deputy sheriff's office, by then Sheriff Thomas T. Kern. Hull is a graduate of Ferris State University, earning a Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice with an emphasis in law enforcement. Throughout his career, Hull served in road patrol, field training, supervision, dispatch, and corrections, earning a reputation for professionalism and calm leadership during high-risk and emotionally charged incidents, explained the resolution that was read by Commissioner Bill Lutz. During his career, Hull has received multiple formal commendations, including 7 awards for professional excellence, 3 for meritorious service, and 1 citation for bravery. Those recognitions reflect his actions during armed confrontations, violent domestic incidents, emergency rescues, and complex interagency investigations. And the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development says its Clean Sweep program has now disposed of more than 4 million pounds of hazardous pesticide waste since 1996. The milestone comes after a record year in 2025 with nearly 280,000 pounds collected statewide. Officials say unused pesticides stored in homes and barns can pose risks to children, pets, and the environment. The program offers free disposal to Michigan residents and agricultural businesses through collection sites across the state. For more information and available on MDARD's website. When we come back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
Our sister company, Pigeon Telephone, is hiring a locator technician. Learn more and apply at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our local news, nearly 6 years after dam failures triggered devastating flooding in mid-Michigan, efforts to restore Sanford Lake are moving closer to completion. Officials say the long-awaited refilling of the lake may begin this spring. The Four Lakes Task Force announced that pending final inspections and regulatory approvals, The refill process is tentatively scheduled to start April 15th. The lake restoration marks a significant milestone in recovery efforts following the 2020 dam failures that impacted thousands of residents across Midland County. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.